Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my God, blessed Sabbath morning to you, Radio Land. I am so excited this morning I am back in the studio. I missed you guys on last week so very much. Sometimes my schedule doesn't allow me to always be able to do the show or the prayer with you all, but I am so thankful to God that I am here today. I am your servant, host, leader, Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton, and I am so excited and just feeling exhilarated to pray and intercede on behalf of you this morning. If any of you all have not had a chance already, please go ahead on right now. Invite someone to us. Invite them to Blog Talk Radio right now. Get in your prayer request. I'm at 847-942-9979. That is where you text your prayer request. And then, of course, the Facebook page is FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. You can submit through Facebook in the inbox your prayer request. So we have many, many ways for you to submit your prayer requests. We are also taking prayer requests via email, which is fmfcchicago@outlook.com. Whatever way you need a prayer partner, we're there or here for you. But please, 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 please come on and invite somebody to the studio with us this morning. Come on and get excited because God has blessed us to see another day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Come on now, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We look at the rain, and the only thing that I want to say about this rain is that these are blessings being poured down, showered down upon us, and that's what I'm happy for. I know a couple of people today who are getting married, and they might be feeling down or feeling like, oh my gosh, it's raining on my wedding day. But see this, that big wedding right here about 10 minutes from me is supposed to be close to 400 people. But get excited because God is pouring out from heaven on today, and see it as a positive and not a negative. Just rejoice in it because the wedding, the marriage, everything will still be the same. Nothing will change just because it's raining. It doesn't mean it's a bad day. So I am going to do our introductory comprehensive prayer that we always do before we actually get deep into the prayer hour. And I just want to pray healing on today. A lot of people have, during the course of the week, have gotten in touch with me in regards to health issues, or something that the doctor has diagnosed, and please listen to my wording, the doctor has diagnosed, and not we ourselves. We are decreeing healing for you, with you, on behalf of you, and so I'm going to pray mostly for that, and I'm just going to pray for safety on today, because sometimes people speed, you know, it's raining out, and it can get a little slick. So I'll be praying for your safety as well. Heavenly Father, God in glory, omnipotent one, we love you today. Lord God, you're so merciful and just and loyal and kind. How could we get up off of our beds? How could we rise today without you? How could we be breathing without your grace and your mercy? How could I even be on this prayer line today, Lord God, had you not say, live again, one more day? So, Lord God, I thank you for that today. I rejoice in that today. I celebrate in that today. Hallelujah in that today. Glory to your name. Father, I ask right now that as we are coming, just not on behalf of ourselves, excuse me, but on behalf of everyone, Lord God, listening or non-listeners, I'm asking you, Lord God, to please begin to heal, Lord God, just through your daily gift of healing. When Jesus left the earth, he said that he would do greater works than, that we would do greater works than what he did. And he also said that he would send a helper to instruct us and guide us in these greater works, Lord God. The Holy Spirit came amongst us, Lord God, to dwell within us and given us supernatural ability to carry out the works of your Son. And so, Lord God, he accomplishes this through us, Lord God, by endowing us with various gifts that work together in the body of Christ to bring people into relationship with you. And Lord God, one of these things is the gift of healing. And so, Lord God, I'm asking you to work that gift of healing through us who have united in faith, oh God, today. And that you would begin to touch brain cells today. I just start at the top of the body today, oh God, that brain cells would be rejuvenated and regenerated, God. I speak, Lord God, to the hearing and to the nasal passages, the sinuses of people, so many people saying, I had a headache, I have a headache. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we speak to their adenoids, we speak to their sinuses, we speak to their turbinates, Lord God, that we don't have any inflammation. There's no bacteria. There's no viruses living in the nasal passages, in the bodies, Lord God. And the headaches are gone. The mucus is dried up. The pain is released, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We speak to necks and backs today, oh God. Vertebrae, people with torn disc, herniated disc, bulging disc, slip disc, whatever terminology the doctors use. But Lord God, I speak that those discs will go back into the vertebrae. They will be their normal sizes. They are back in place in the name of Jesus. If they're torn, oh God, you're making them to be put back together. You've healed them and you've taken away the inflammation. You've taken away the pain, oh God. People's backs are straightened up. There's no arthritis, osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis. But Lord God, bring, Lord God, mobility. Take away pain and stiffness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We speak to knees and elbows where people say they're swelling, they're hurting. They feel like that they have arthritis in knees and joints. God, I come up against that. We are healed by your children's bread. We are healed by the stripes of your Son, Jesus Christ, on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, move by your Spirit for your people on today and have thine own way, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I even speak to feet today, God. Feet that people have plantar fasciitis, people have fallen arches, or they have bunions and whatever the malady, oh God. You said many of the afflictions of the righteous, but you delivered us out of them all. So God, you didn't say some of them, you said all of them. So right now in the mighty name of Jesus, I speak to the all, and I speak to every sickness, every disease. God, we come up against cancer. We come up against diabetes. We come up against glaucoma, God, and cataracts. God, in the name of Jesus, we see clearly. We have 20/20 vision, naturally and spiritually, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come up against kidney failure and heart failure, oh God, but our kidneys are flushed by the blood of the Lamb. Our hearts beat synchronized and syncopated to your will and your purpose, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Just move by your spirit, and we command stress be gone out of the saints' lives. We command worry be gone out of the saints' lives, God. We command doubt to be gone out of the saints' lives in the name of Jesus. Right now, we command it. We command our morning to be of joy. We command our day to be of victory. We command our day to be of safety. Let not accidents occur, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up tickets. We bind up drunkenness from people. We bind up speeding in the name of Jesus. Lord God, send out your protective angels to go into the streets, go onto the expressways, and cover us all, oh God. Everybody I mentioned today is covered by the blood of the Lamb in the mighty name of Jesus. Your angels are out there warring on our behalf to make the crooked way straight in the mighty name of Jesus. Right now, God, we command that every plot and plan employee of the enemy that he contrived in the middle of the night is canceled out in the name of Jesus. And we speak triumph. We speak that we are more than conquerors. We speak that we are lenders and not borrowers. We speak where there's a deficit of gas for gas tanks, God, that you multiply the gas, that you stretch the gas, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise and magnify your name. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, God, and we decree these prayers right now that I pray to be yea and amen without backlash, without retaliation, oh God. We decree that it will be so according to our command in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I just am thankful today, hallelujah, we still have many more prayers that we will pray on behalf of you. Go ahead on and inbox us. We have another warrior from out of state who is prepared to intercede on behalf of you right now. So I want you to go ahead on and submit your prayer request. Go to Facebook and inbox us on FMFC Global Prayer Warriors in the name of Jesus so that your prayers can be interceded upon on behalf of all of us being Nehemiah on behalf of you. Yes, we are yet on the wall, but I want this anointed woman of God to begin to pray whatever God has laid upon her heart on today and intercede for you. So get excited, invite somebody, text your prayer request to 847-942-9979. And let me just say this. You could do that any day, any time of the week. It's not just during Blog Talk. We pray nonetheless, whether we're on the air or off the air. So please go ahead on and submit that prayer request. Woman of God, Sister Kenyatta, are you with me?
Yes.
Okay. God bless you. Yes, can you hear us? Your mic is open. Can you hear us?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. I'm just going to allow God to use you this morning. We need your anointing. Listen, I'm not one of those pastors or leaders that feel like only my anointing counts. We are fitly jointed, and I pray against that spirit of competition in the body of Christ. I'm going to lend the mic over to her. She's an anointed woman of God, and she's going to pray the way God leads her. Go ahead on. You have the mic. Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. It's a blessing to be in the land of the living. It's a blessing to be on the Lord's side. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
And now we're going to petition the Lord in the name of Jesus. The word of God says, come to the throne of grace boldly that you might obtain mercy. So, Lord, we thank you right now for this opportunity to come before you, Father. Boy, it wasn't because of anything that we've done. It wasn't because of anything that we said. It wasn't because of anything that we thought, but it was because of your mercy and your grace that you allowed us to enter into your presence. And we just thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, because, Father, you chose us even when we didn't even know ourselves, and you chose us in the midst of our sins. So we praise your holy name right now, Lord Jesus, that you are an excellent God. We thank you for being a faithful God. We thank you for being an all-knowing God. We thank you for being a loving God. We thank you for being our healer. We thank you for being our provider. We thank you for being our sustainer. We thank you for being our obtainer, Lord. We thank you for being our smorgasbord, because everything that we need is in you. You are our antidote. You are our healer. You are the provider, Lord. So we praise your holy name right now in the name of Jesus, Father. And, Father, we come praying right now in your name, Father, that you would help us to walk according to your word, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus right now over this whole United States of America, Lord Jesus. Father, right now, Father, we plead your word, Father, because your word says that it will not return unto you void. Right now, Father, we stand on your word because that's our foundation, Lord Jesus. Father, we know that there's power in your word. We know there's healing in your word. We know there's love in your word, Father. So we seek your word right now, Father. When Moses asked you that, who should he tell the Israelites that who sent him, you said, tell them that I am who I am sent them. So I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the I am. And I thank you, Lord, because we are created in your image. So therefore, you want us to have the I am mentality. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am an overcomer. I am more than a conqueror. I am the first and not the last. Thank you, Jesus, for your I am, Lord Jesus, that we will not use your name in vain, Lord, because every time we say I can't, we're using your name in vain because you said I am. So we thank you right now, Father, for that I am spirit, that I am more than a conqueror. I am the righteousness of God. Yes. We declare and decree right now that we are your righteousness and that we're walking in your righteousness, Lord. And if there be any that are sick, Father, among us, or that sent in requests for healing, Father, we declare and decree right now that your healing power will overshadow them. Your healing power will manifest in their body, Father, and they will give you all the glory and honor and the praise, because they will know that it was you, the I am, that healed them and not the doctors. It was you, the I am, that healed them and not the medicine. So we praise your holy name right now, Lord Jesus. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over our kids right now, Father, as some of them are going back to school and some of them are getting ready to go back, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over every high school, over every junior high school, over every elementary, over every charter school, Father, over every college right now, Father. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. There shall be no one that enter in those schools, Father, that shouldn't be there, Father. In the name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of jealousy. We come against the spirit of malice. We come against the spirit of alcohol. We come against the spirit of tobacco. We come against the spirit of drugs. We come against the spirit of hatred. We come against that spirit of homosexuality in the name of Jesus, Father. We bind Satan right now because you have no power, Satan. You cannot have our kids. They belong to Jesus Christ. They don't belong to you. So we have you under our feet right now, Satan. You are defeated. And we give glory and honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that our kids will grow up to be doctors. They will grow up to be lawyers. They will grow up to be teachers. They will grow up to be presidents of organizations, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And they will grow up representing you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father. We bless them, Father, that every time they make a decision, they will think about you. What would Jesus do in the name of Jesus, Lord? We thank you. We praise you. We lift you in the name of Jesus, Father. We bless everyone, Father, that's traveling on the roads, Father. Encamp your angels around every vehicle, Father, every motorcycle, Father, everything that's moving, going, and coming on the roads, Father, and in the planes and the trains, Father, and the buses. In the name of Jesus, Father, take them to their destination safely, Father, and bring them back home safely, Lord. We praise your holy name because you are a good God, Lord. We just thank you right now in Jesus' name, Father. Father, we just praise you, Father, because we just want to lift you up higher. We want to lift you up a little higher. We want to lift you up a little higher. We want to lift you up a little higher. We want to lift you up even higher, Lord, because you are worthy to be praised. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for life, Father, that you've given us. We thank you that you died on the cross in Jesus' name and that Jesus took all of our sins. He took our sickness. He took our weakness. He took our diseases. He took the pain for us. Therefore, we're walking in your healing. We're walking and made whole by your word, Father. And by your stripes, we are healed. So we praise your holy name this day, Father. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We lift you in Jesus' name, Father. And now we declare and decree, Father, that your word will go forth and it will not return unto you void. And that we are walking in the victory in Jesus' name. So I seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ and call it done because everything that we ask for is already done. So we seek your manifestation right now in Jesus' name. Bless your name, Lord. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. I believe. I receive it right now in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I bless God today. Hallelujah. Thank you, beautiful woman of God. She has such an anointing that we all can appreciate, an anointing of intercession, an anointing of prayer, an anointing of declaration. And that is what we need. I applaud everyone who sacrifices their own schedules, who sacrifices sleep. See, we get up at an hour that people don't want to get up on a weekend to pray. But do you know Satan didn't go to sleep last night? Do you know that the witches and the warlocks, they don't sleep? Do you know that the demonic kingdom is never at rest? So when you're trying to get your sleep on and you feel like you need to hit the snooze button a few more times, instead of being able to go into prayer to start and command your day, just think about that. I just want you to remember that, that the enemy does not sleep, that the enemy does not stop. And so that's why it feels like when you get up in the morning that you look around and you're saying to yourself, oh, my gosh, all I did is have a chance to get up out the bed, and I done got three or four texts already of this, and this. Well, this is why. So we get on the wall early in the morning. And years ago when I first started this prayer line, I think that was back in 2002, I believe, we were getting on at 5 a.m. So 7 a.m. is a piece of cake for me because we were getting up at 5 a.m. in order to pray. And so we just want to be able to pray for you today. Don't forget, go to our Facebook page. Like us, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and submit your prayer requests. You can just put them straight into the inbox. Go to your cell phones and text us your prayer request at 847-942-9979, because we want to pray for you, like I said, on or off the station. We're not just trying to do it during our airing time. We don't do this for show. We don't do this for elevation. We don't do this for man praise. God said if you do that, you've already received your reward. You don't have a reward coming in heaven because you got all your praise and your glory on earth. Some people just have to be seen. You got to know it was me praying. No. You don't never have to know my name. I give you my name to find the radio station, but you don't need to know my name just to know my name. Heaven knows my name. Oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus. God knows my name. So I thank and praise God for you all today. We are taking our normal praise break. You all know I love me some Tasha, her anointed song, and we're going to allow you to marinate in this. This is not, listen, when I play these songs, this is not a time to, oh, let me run and do this. No. This is to help keep you in the inner court. Worship is part of drawing to God so God can draw to you. So when I play songs, this is not a breather. Ooh, let me go and I think I'm going to go make me some coffee and run down to the car and get my... No, please stay right here. Stay tuned in to heaven. Amen. So let's enjoy us some warfare right now. Our own Tasha Cox, God bless you today.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain. Break every there is power.
Come on.
In the name.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name.
There is
we
You all hear the chains falling this morning? Did you destroy some yokes this morning? Hallelujah. Did you understand that you have the authority to do that? Do you understand that you walk in dominion? It's by your commandment. It's by what you speak. It's by what you believe that you get your results. God made our tongues so powerful that we get to speak the authority of our lives just because God did that. Imagine today, just today and today alone, you saying nothing but victorious things all day. Imagine you're saying, by Jesus Christ's stripes, I am healed from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, and your body that used to pain you stops paining you, or your joints that used to ache you stop aching you. Or the headaches that used to plague you stops plaguing you. Imagine you saying, I am the lender and not the borrower, and the money begins to come to you. I challenge you, hallelujah, to stop talking about the problem and talk about the solutions of God. Speak the word of God. Command the word of God to be made active in your lives today. I just challenge you from today to Tuesday when we have prayer again on Prayer Over Prophecy. We come back together Tuesday night at 9 p.m. If you don't have that number, I'll give it to you now. All you need to do is grab your pencil and paper. 712-432-0111. Access code 532-190. Tune in. 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, and testify that every word you decreed out of your mouth got activated and you started seeing the manifestations of the Lord. I just challenge you to do that. It's biblical. It's biblical. I hear you, man of God. Your mic is open. God bless you this morning.
Yes, ma'am.
I am. Yes, we have our West Coast pastor with us today as well. Another anointed man to pray for you. But I just wanted to say, I challenge you from today through Tuesday. And then jump on the line with us and testify, witness the change that occurred in your life. I'm going to release this microphone and allow Pastor Mel to pray for you all today, whatever God leads him to pray, because prayer is always in order, and the word says pray without ceasing. God bless you. Good morning to you. Thank you for being on the wall. You have the microphone. Let God use you.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. Heavenly Father, we just uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we just give you praise. Father, we just want to thank you. Precious Lamb of God, Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, we just want to uplift your name. We magnify your name. We know that there's power in your name. Hallelujah. There's no name above your name. So we just want to speak your name. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We praise your holy name. We uplift your name. We magnify your name. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just want to uplift, Father, the saints, so Heavenly Father, around the world. All those that are being persecuted for speaking your name, for worshiping you, for standing up and not backing down, Father. So, Father, we just ask that you give you give your angels, Father, you give your angels charge over them, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Those that are incarcerated, Father, for worshiping you, Father, for choosing salvation, Father, we ask that you watch over them, Father, while they're incarcerated, O Heavenly Father, and give them, Father, the spirit, Father, to just continue to preach the gospel, O Heavenly Father, to everyone, Father, incarcerated, Father, turn the prisons around, Father, turn cities around, O Heavenly Father, turn nations around, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father, we ask that you watch over their families, Father, as many of the heads of families, Father, have been taken away, O Heavenly Father. Continue, Father, to provide for them through the riches of your provisions, O Heavenly Father. Father, we decree and declare that every need is met, O Heavenly Father. Father, we uplift, Father, the leadership, ministry leadership, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask that you continue to strengthen them. You continue to pour into them. Father, and those, Father, that we know that there are many retiring, O Heavenly Father, many, Father, that are putting down their mantle, O Heavenly Father. Father, there are those, Father, that should not be preaching, O Heavenly Father. Allow them to leave and walk into their calling, O Heavenly Father. And those that you have truly called, Father, strengthen them, bless them, O Heavenly Father. Just continue, Father, to open their gifts, Father. Continue to guide their feet, O Heavenly Father. Father, continue to let Holy Spirit go before them, O Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you right now. We uplift your name right now, Father. We magnify your name right now. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we uplift our children today, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask that you continue, Father, to watch over our children, O Heavenly Father. Father, lead and guide their creating them clean hearts, O Heavenly Father. Father, that they will walk, Father, the right path of life. Father, remove those people out of their lives, Father, that shouldn't be there. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you heal our children, Father. Heal them of every hurt, Father, every affliction, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, let every emotional wound be healed right now, Father. We decree and declare, Father, in our children, every wound, O Heavenly Father, is healed right now. Our children are restored a thousandfold, O Heavenly Father. Father, right now, we decree and declare every gift that you've given them, O Heavenly Father, is opened and illuminated, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, for your glory, for the work of the kingdom, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare, Father, generational yokes broken today, O Heavenly Father. Father, we decree and declare generational curses broken, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare right now, Father, that every child, Father, that has been born, Father, will walk into their true destiny, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Father, we ask that you give our children wisdom, O Heavenly Father. Wisdom beyond their years, O Heavenly Father. Courage, O Heavenly Father, to shy away, Father, to walk away from peer pressure, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, those children, Father, that are walking around sad, Father, lonely, O Heavenly Father, depressed. Father, we come against these spirits of depression. We come against the spirits of division, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirits of lack, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we right now, we decree and declare you've given our children super academic abilities, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, send your vineyard workers, Father, to minister to them, to lead them and guide them, O Heavenly Father. Send your angels, O Heavenly Father, to cover them and keep charge over them and minister to them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we uplift our political leaders, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you just continue, Father, to lead, Father, our political leaders. Father, surround them, Father, with godly counsel, O Heavenly Father. Create in them clean hearts, O Heavenly Father. Send your vineyard workers, Father, to minister to them, to pour into them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, give them hearts and minds, Father, that desire to do righteous things, O Heavenly Father. in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we ask that you even continue, Father, to guide our president, O Heavenly Father, and the incoming president, Father, and those that will even run, O Heavenly Father, that there is a responsibility, Father, to be godly, O Heavenly Father. So, Father, we ask that you forgive them for any and all their sins, O Heavenly Father, knowingly and unknowingly, any trespasses, O Heavenly Father, creating them clean hearts, Father. Hallelujah. Father, give them hearts, Father, that will desire and that will seek you, O Heavenly Father. Father, that they will spend time seeking you, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Surround them with godly counsel, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, right now, O Heavenly Father, we ask you to pour into them, Father. Give them spirits of peace, O Heavenly Father, so that they will make peaceful decisions, O Heavenly Father. Decisions that will bring peace to the people, O Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come against the spirits of division in this country, O Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we cancel out the assignment of the enemy for this country. We cancel out the assignment of the enemy, Father, for the politicians of this country. We cancel out, Father, the assignments of the enemy, Father, dealing with the police in this country, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we cancel out the assignment of the enemy, Father, that's trying to divide the people, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Father, there are many on this line, O Heavenly Father. There are many that will hear this broadcast, O Heavenly Father, that are in need, O Heavenly Father. Father, your word, Father, says that my God shall supply all our needs according to your riches and glory, Father. So, Father, right now we decree and declare, Father, that your provision, Father, covers every need, O Heavenly Father, even right now, today, straightway, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, those that are in need emotionally, Father, those that are in need naturally, O Heavenly Father, those, Father, that have financial responsibilities that need to be met, O Heavenly Father. Father, right now, we loose your provisions on this earth, O Heavenly Father, and all, Father, responsibilities, O Heavenly Father, are taken care of, Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the spirits of worry, Father. We come against the spirits of lack. We come against, Father, the spirit of fear, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare their work, Father, unfinished, undone, canceled, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, there are those on this line, O Heavenly Father, that need you emotionally, O Heavenly Father. So, Father, we loose every need, Father. That we loose the provisions for every need, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare right now, Father, those that are dealing with affliction, Father, they are healed in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, Father, they are completely healed and restored a thousandfold, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare, Father, the testimonies will be posted, Father, to the webpage, Father, so that we may continue to give you your glory, Father. We may continue, Father, to testify, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we are victorious. Hallelujah. Father, your word said we are more than just conquerors, O Heavenly Father, through your Son that loved us. Father, so that we are victorious, Father. Father, we testify, O Heavenly Father. Father, we shout, Father, we praise, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I decree and declare, Father, that we will give you praise. Father, we will dance. Father, we will shout. Father, hallelujah. Father, we will walk in a boldness, Father, and speak of you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we uplift, Father, our apostle, O Heavenly Father. Father, you know what she stands in need for, Father. We decree and declare, Father, that her needs are met, Father, above and over, Father, what she is praying for, what she desires, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. Father, her family members, give you angels charge over them, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Every plan of the enemy, Father, is canceled out, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, all these words we declare we have spoken, Father. We decree and declare, Father, that they are legislated law in this earth, O Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we say amen, amen. All those in agreement, please say thank you, Lord, and amen.
Hallelujah. We thank you, man of God. Bless you, Pastor, for joining in with us and being on one mind and with one accord in prayer. We again get on this station to link our faith with you all. And so we are not doing this for glory or for fanship, but we are doing this in order to impede the enemy. We have that control. We have that power. We have that authority. So go ahead on. Don't doubt when you pray. Have the faith when you pray. He says, just the faith the size of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. So we want to speak to some mountains today. And I'm going to do one more prayer before we get ready to close out, because we want to be able to speak all the most positive things, and we get miracles out of being obedient. You get everyday blessings just from living, praising, worshiping. But there's something about when you're obedient to authority, you know, obedient to God, his word, that he will loose a miracle on your behalf. If God told you to pray every morning at 2:46 a.m., you like need to be down on your knees doing it. Because that means not only is he going to answer those prayers, but he's going to loose something extra special just for you. So I'm going to pray for a spirit of obedience for us all on today. And I decree and declare, Lord God, that we will obey the voice of you according to all you have commanded of us, God. In the name of Jesus, I decree that we will arise and obey your voice and flee from her enemies. In the name of Jesus, don't let us be enticed by them and the wrongdoing and the gossiping and the backbiting and the lying and the competition, but that we will flee from our enemies in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, Lord God, that we have a special treasure in you because we obey your voice. We obey your will. We obey your commandment over our lives and keep covenant with you, O God, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that we will obey the voice of the angel of you, God, to keep us in the right way and bring us into a place that you yourself, God, have prepared for us. Nobody else can walk our walk but us, God, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that you pardon us of our sins and our shortcomings, God, and that we will always have a bended knee and a repenting heart, Jesus. I decree and declare that we will obey the angels, Lord God, that speak to us from you, and that our enemies will flee from us seven ways, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare today that we are blessed because we obey your commandments. God, you said that if we obeyed your commandments, that your laws and statutes, you will cause us to ride upon the high places. God, I'm looking forward to riding upon the high places of you, God, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare today that we will walk, Lord God, not after the flesh, but after the spirit. I decree and declare today, Lord God, that we will be the living epistles of your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I just thank you for this time of prayer. I thank you for this time of intercession. I thank you for doing all that you've done for us on this day. Continue to move by your spirit. Continue to pull down the strongholds and cast down the vain imaginations in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for these prayers that have gone up today. I touch and agree with them. I come into alignment with them in the name of Jesus. And we do decree and declare each and every last one of these blessings to be so. Amen.
Yeah.